got to do. Love grows. Ain't no sense in me saying that. You love him. You don't love him that much because you don't really know love. Love grows. And you sitting there feeling goosebumps and pimples and chills, talking about, and you done probably touched something that made something go wrong, awry in your body, in your flesh, and you think that's love. But love goes beyond that. Love says, when you can't function in the bedroom, I'm still going to be there for you. Love says, when you get on my nerves, I'm still going to take care of you and make sure you're all right, because I love you enough that even if you become incapacitated, I'm not going to bail out on you, because I'm joined to you and connected to you, and it's a heart thing, and it goes beyond just the physical, because how many know your physical body changes? I was never this fat. I was not fat when I got married. Hallelujah. I didn't have no gray hair when I got married. So all of that changes, and so you got to know. And see, sometimes you're so infatuated because they make me feel good. That's what folk tell me in counseling. I just want to get up and scream. Like, they just make me, when they walk in the room, it just makes me feel good. You can go to the Short Hills Mall and get a massage and feel good. Yeah. So we're not trying to discredit you. We're not trying to make you miserable. We want you to be in the will of God. And everything that's contrary to the word of God, one of the things God assured me of, when I come back to this lesson, when I come back and finish it, one of the things that God assured me of is if we will walk in obedience, even if we've made a mistake, and we walk in obedience to the will of God, God is obligated. He is obligated to honor us and honor his word over our lives if we will always do what is right according to his word. No matter what the other person is doing, what the other people are doing, if you will do the right thing and obey God, then God will honor his word and he will take care of and do whatever he needs to do to resolve any inconsistencies and any issues in any relationships. God is obligated to watch over his word and perform it. Amen? God wants you to obey him. There's no justification, no skirting around it. God wants you to do his will. There is a greater blessing for obedience. And you need to examine yourself. Maybe some of the things that you're suffering, some of the things that your household is suffering, you need to examine yourself and say, God, am I walking in line with your will? Is this going on because you're trying to get my attention? Bring me back in your will. What is your will for my life? And like I tell the ministers here in the house and anybody else who I may be sharing with, if you're a ministry gift and you ran before your time, sometimes we just got to step back and say, I went too fast. I thought God called me when he really didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes we got to step back. I thought God wanted me to pastor, and I stepped out too soon. I'm really not supposed to be a pastor, maybe a traveling evangelist, but, you know, I had a conversation this week with a brother who used to be a part of our house. Well, he's, I guess, still a member. And they've been advertising that he's a bishop or bishop-elect. And I called him up, and I said, I understand that you're a bishop-elect. I said, but I have some concerns. You have to talk to me. And we talked. Because I'm sorry. I don't understand how you a bishop and you ain't a pastor. And you ain't a bishop and you ain't even got a church yet. Protocol. God is a God of order. And you got to be careful now, because there's so many ministry gifts that are running around and wanting titles. They're wanting titles, and they're talking about putting these titles on you that God never intended for you. And you have to be very, very careful. And we're living in a society now that everybody's like seemingly running after titles. And I keep saying to people, and you've heard me say it over and over again, if you will do what God has called you to do, people will call you what you're supposed to be called. Your gift will make room for you. And he'll take you before a great man. You don't have to push. You don't have to pull. God is a God of order. He's a God of order. So it is important for us to be in the will of God and not be pursuing something God never called us to. And sometimes the mature level is to say, okay, that's not for me. That's not what I'm supposed to have. See, I've learned, as much as I like jewelry and as much as I like diamonds, and I can go into the jewelry store and look, and I can say, wow, that is absolutely beautiful. But Joel, you got a house. You got a car. You got a church. You got a wife. You got a grandbaby. You see, I skipped over son and daughter. Praise the Lord. You got those things. You don't need this right now. And I can be sensitive enough to the Spirit of God that he can say, not now. And I can walk away. And people look at me and they're just so amazed. They say, how do you wait on the Lord like that? Because I know if I wait on him, when he brings it to pass, everything's going to fall in place. My God, you just get, I've learned to do that, because that stuff can sit right there. And it doesn't even, because I wear it. It doesn't wear me. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Some of you say, I'm getting older now. I need to just hurry up and I need to get mad. No, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Sometimes when you rush, you run into a wall, a brick wall, thinking that this is the will of God. And you want to be in the will of God. You really want people, hear me. And I don't know why God has me saying this over and over again, but you want to be in the will of God. You don't want your life to be a devastating story. A story of disruption after disruption, delay after delay. You want your life to bring glory to God and to be a blessing to people. Amen? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Come on, let's celebrate God. Come on. Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. Father, thank you today for this time and fellowship. Thank you for the visitation of the Holy Spirit. Your presence moved mightily amongst us, and we honor you and thank you. We do not take that lightly. We thank you that many times, even in our undone condition, you still pour out your blessing and your presence upon us. Thank you. Thank you for the seed of your word. God, I thank you that you're calling us to not only be hearers of your word, but to be doers of this of your word in this hour. Help us to walk in obedience. The only remedy for disobedience is obedience to your will. We choose to obey you. For to obey is better than sacrifice and the fat of rams. God, help us not to be those who showboat and want to come in and walk contrary to your will, but want to holler and lift up our voices as if we are giving you what you want, when you are simply asking us to obey you. Thank you. We decree and declare that this house is an obedient house. In Jesus' name, we are not hearers only, but doers of your word. And we are blessed because we walk in line with your will and with your word. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are under the sound of my voice, to cut off everything and anything that's not according to your will, and to align ourselves with your will. You will bless us, and you will watch over your word to perform it as we walk in obedience to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, today you know that you need him. You need a Savior. And you don't want to walk outside of your own will, outside of his will. You want to walk in line with his will and not in your own will. You say, Pastor Joel, I recognize today that I need Jesus. I need him to be Lord of my life. I need him to come into my heart and save me. I don't want to walk and live a life of disobedience, but I want to walk in obedience to your will and to your word. Come into my heart and save me. If that's you and you're here today, just slip up your hand. Say, Pastor Joel, that's me. I need Jesus. I need him today. I need him to be Lord of my life. I need to surrender my heart to him. I need him to do for me what I cannot do for myself, and that is to save me and redeem me.